Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Dylan Gabriel made his first NFL start yesterday. He was 19 of 33.
Right over his head. Go ahead.
What did I miss?
Yeah, everything. That's all right. Keep going. This is why we can't have nice things. Is that what you're going to say?
Can't have nice things.
Thank you. Did you miss what I said?
I didn't hear a word. I was worrying. Oh. I was worrying about content coming up. What I was going to say next.
This was content, Jeff.
What'd you say?
No, I just said, "Oh, look! Now the afternoon show is out live on YouTube."
Yeah,
I said all of your favorite stuff except for us.
Except for us.
Yes.
See, good. That was right on the money.
See, although I got to tell you that the clips that have been going out.
You and I suggested this in September of 2011
when we first went on the air.
You know, we should put this on TV. Yeah, no. Now everybody else is. Can't wait till Volnick shows on. Jake's 22. What the hell?
Pharrell on the bench going to be on too? Is he coming back? We've got Pharrell.
Is there anybody better than Andy Baskin?
Actually, I think he is moving. I think he's going to another station.
Nice. Dylan Gabriel made his first NFL start yesterday.
Yes.
He was 19 of 33, 190 yards, 2 touchdowns. For the first time this season, a Browns quarterback did not throw an interception in a game, whether it was his fault or not. He was sacked twice, lost only 8 yards. I thought Dylan looked okay. I don't think the play calling seemed extremely conservative, and it seemed to keep him out of harm's way. I don't know if that was a good thing. You know, they scored on their second possession of the game. In the fourth quarter, I thought the play calling was bad, and the execution was bad. But I did think after watching Dylan yesterday, okay, I'd like to see more. I'd also like to see a little more aggressive approach from the play calling. But I'd also like to see better wide receivers. So can you be more aggressive throwing to wide receivers if you don't have wide receivers?
Yeah, I hate to compare it to another game I saw this. Well, I mean, except they won. When Ohio State played Texas, it was the same kind of like Julian saying, and they didn't use Bo Jackson that game. I was like, why don't they get the offense moving? Why don't they get the offense moving? And that's kind of how I felt yesterday, too, watching the Browns. I'm like, all right, well, let the offense get moving here a little
bit. You wanted to see if he could do more, didn't you?
Yeah,
yeah, I did, too.
And so if he throws a pick, he throws a pick. It's his first start. I mean, hey, look at me. I played my first NFL game, and I didn't have any interceptions. Oh, well, congratulations. Did you win? No. You didn't. Did you get your team over 20? No, you didn't. Although the defense did their best. The defense did. I mean, they gave you a couple turnovers. They're just frustrating. They're frustrating to watch.
Nate's in West Salem. Hello, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, so not to beat an old drum between Jeff and I, but for many years, I have called and questioned Kevin Stefanski as a head coach, and Jeff's retort is, I think he's a good head coach. So
I still feel that way, Nate.
I know you do. But every time we talk, then we go on to say, well, that play calling in the fourth quarter was, whoo, boy. And who's the play caller?
I thought the play calling in the fourth quarter was bad.
So we're back to this. Okay, so we can no longer say we think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach.
I can say that because I did.
But I'm saying now it has to be, we know Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. We can no longer say we think. It's been too many years. He's passed the Landry line as far as I'm concerned. And when you're on the other side of the Landry line, you got to be performing. And the Landry line is the Tom Landry line, where if anybody looks at Tom Landry's record, one of the best coaches ever in the history of the game, if you look at his record for
his
first six years were
atrocious.
Oh, my God. They were just like how he kept that job down there is mind-boggling. So I always give coaches the Landry line. You know, if you can make it to the Landry line, that's great. But after that, well, it's time to go. And he's not there, man. And I don't think he's going to get there. And as I've said many times over the years, I think he's good enough to make us think he's good enough, but I don't think he's actually good enough to win these games in the final quarters, the final drives. He's the man that has to make it happen regardless of who we had. We had the lead. We had the lead. We needed to use the clock better. We had the lead against some other teams. We should be winning some of these games, and we're not. And I tell you what, you know who I like. It's the guy that took over for Hugh and took a team that was like 2-8 or whatever and turned that ship around and went in the other direction. I'm not going to say who. You know who. And
we love him. He's on the show a lot. We love Greg Williams, but he's not available right now. But I'll bet with a phone call he could be. Here's the thing.
When he wants to tap out because he's tired, he's going to go up in the stands and sell beer.
See? Now that's coaching right there. That's Greg. Yesterday was bad. It was bad. I don't think Kevin used his timeouts properly in the fourth quarter. I thought the play calling was too conservative in the fourth quarter. And the defense, I had another coach text me and said, I watched the final drive three times. And you can talk about timeouts. You can talk about conservative play calling. You can talk about all that. He said, you win that game because your defense is supposed to make a stop.
Mm-hmm.
And
or at least hold them to a field goal.
The former coach.
Just hold them to a field goal. And
the former coach
overtime.
Said, it's all on the D. You got
to
make a stop.
Was yesterday the yin or the yang to the Packers game? We should have won.
No, the Bengals game was the Packers game was the yin and the yang to the Bengals game.
All right.
So we've got a yang coming up, apparently.
Oh, great.
Isn't that good news?
I'll take it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
That means it's a win.
Josh is in Berea. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hello, gentlemen. First off, Jeff, you don't have to retire. That was egregious, all right? You keep doing your thing, all right? You're the guy that said Evan Mobley was going to be a beast. Everyone puts a respect on Jeff's name, okay? We'll let that slander slide.
It's got your back, Jeff.
Josh, I'd love to retire, but I haven't won the lottery. You'd love to retire, but you haven't won the lottery.
That's true.
Oh, I mean, hey, I lived in Florida and moved back to Cleveland. How do you think I feel? That's like reverse lottery.
Although the weather's pretty good.
I don't understand why people are upset with the Browns at this point. Like, kind of, like, wasn't the fix in? Like, guys, like, I understand we love this team. I love this team. But the fix was in. We knew this team wasn't going to be good. We knew we didn't have good skill position players. Hey, the rookies are looking great. All right. Hey, this is might be another Sashi Brown 2.0. Hey, your last draft's pretty good, and your guys are going to get a clean house, and we're going to get a new head coach in here and a new front office. And let's just hope they do a better job. But I'm not going to get frustrated over Kevin. I thought Kevin Stefanski was a bad coach time ago. But hey, this is –
We're losing.
Josh, you're breaking up, man.
You're in a dead spot. You're driving up and down hills.
Go back about 15 seconds in your thought process and say it again.
I was just saying, I'm not going to get frustrated. The fix is in. I've always thought Kevin Stefanski is an overrated coach. And, you know, this is sports. If you stay on one side long enough, you'll see that you're right. A lot of people thought Baker was bad in this town. I stood on that hill and I said Baker was great. You just need to give them time and develop. Why can't we develop guys here? Why do we have to say that they're immature? And people are saying, oh, no, we have a Super Bowl-ready roster, and he's holding back the team and this brilliant, you know, play calling. And it's like now you see what's going on in Tampa, and it's like this is the case that you when you draft someone high, you stick with them. You don't just go, like Jeff said, sell the house for a quarterback that you're not sure is going to fit into your system, because what we did know, the Browns didn't do their due diligence on Deshaun Watson. We knew that Deshaun Watson in Houston, although he was great, there was a lot of catering to his, you know, attributes. Bill O'Brien had to pull a lot of things from Clemson. And what we do know about Kevin Stefanski is it's his highway. It's his way or the highway. Like, that's just it. Like, you got to fit to his coaching style. And we've never seen Stefanski really do that. And last year, he gave the play calling to Ken Dorsey because he didn't even want to try and do that stuff. So I'm not going to get upset. They are what they are. Hopefully we get good draft picks. Please, Jaguars lose tonight. And we'll see you guys in 2027, maybe? 2028?
Hey, Josh. All right, we'll see you. Hated the way you ended that call, Josh. Look,
I don't think it's Kevin's way or the highway. Do you think that?
No, I don't.
I think there's a lot of group thinking into everything they do, and I think sometimes when they call plays, they go based on what you know the UNIVAC says.
I just the play calling in the fourth quarter I thought wasn't good. I mean, yesterday to me. Yesterday, and I won't call it an aberration because we've seen the offense not score points for 10 straight games. So it's not an aberration. Decent NFL talent's going to score points. I don't think this team hasn't had good quarterback play since Jameis Winston put up 32 points or whatever it was against Denver. Jameis moved the ball downfield. He's not the answer. But you get what I'm saying. And the wide receiving talent isn't helping. The best thing this team has going for it on offense right now is Quinshon Judkins and an offensive line that had Jack Conklin back yesterday and did a nice job run blocking. You know, I don't want to throw the defense under the bus. What? How does a defense show it's great, Andy? You win games. You win
even
games
if they just hold them to a field goal yesterday and they go to overtime.
It's a different story there. Instead, the defense let Carson Wentz, and I have a much higher opinion of Carson Wentz than most people, but you let Carson Wentz, who they weren't even sure was going to play in the second half, go 10 plays, 80 yards to win the football game. Well, that's not the idea. If you have a top-notch defense, you got to make a stop. Their offensive line was down 3 starters. Get after them. Put heat on them. Go. Instead, they seem to go, you know, the old prevent defense, which we know what a prevent defense prevents.
I just don't understand what I watched yesterday at the end of the game yesterday. They had that game in hand. It was in hand.
Kevin coached a conservative game and called a conservative game, Andy, and had it turned over to his defense at the end of the game to win it. And the defense couldn't do it. That said, 4 drives earlier in the fourth quarter by the offense producing 3 3 and outs, 1 first down, and 30 yards. To me, that put the defense in a spot where, okay, you got to stop them now, and they couldn't. If the offense had done anything on the first 4 possessions of the fourth quarter, they probably don't have enough time to do anything. Then you don't have Kevin trying to conserve timeouts and blah, and then using them all at the end to save some time. That was a disaster. That didn't work. It was a miserable showing by the football team when it had the opportunity to be a win. Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. He joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.